Time again for Checkoff Chat. Remember that conversation? It's brought to you courtesy of your Beef Checkoff dollars. And remember, dairy farmers, that involves you as well. Wisconsin Beef Council administers our checkoff in the state in part through research, education, and promotion. Go to beeftips.com, Wisconsin Beef Council on social media. In studio with us, their communications director, and that's Caitlin Riley. First, we want to thank everybody for their involvement in the ambassador program. Last time that we spoke with Caitlin, she was trying to encourage those people that wanted to be the voice of the industry, be better understanding of what's going on in behind the scenes when it comes to supply chain issues and the like. They now have their team for 2022 pulled together. Tell us who it is, Caitlin.
That's right, Pam. We're really thrilled with those who did decide to step up and share this time because we understand this is volunteering. You know, this is something that I do as a full-time job, but we're asking people to be those grassroots advocates because it affects their industry. So our new beef ambassadors are Brianna Rip and Allison Hahn, and a little bit about their background. You've probably heard those names before if you're working in and about in the industry. Brianna is from Dane, the Lodi area. They have that farm, Ripview Ridge LLC, and I know I've seen are very active on social media. I see she's been exploring with TikTok videos, which I give her kudos for hopping on that new platform. And what really inspired me about Brianna's application is she said that she wants to keep ramping up that social media activity from Facebook to Instagram, TikTok, Pinterest, their website, and blog. And so I'm excited to bring her on as a new member because hopefully that passion will inspire all of us on the team 2020 and even me as a staff member of the Wisconsin Beef Council to continue plugging away at those new outlets, those new ways of reaching consumers. Then we go on to Allison Hahn from the Sun Prairie area, and she's eager to advocate at events that I may not have thought of advocating as a beef person. You know, Dane County Cows on the Concourse, Dane County Farmers Market, and Dairy Breakfast. Sometimes we often disconnect the dairy and the beef industry, but here in Wisconsin, they come together to provide robust protein source for families out there. So I'm thrilled to have her insight, her experience, and have her open us up to new events that we may not have thought of as opportunities for reaching consumers who have those questions about how our cattle are raised, whether they are on a beef or a dairy farm. So we're bringing them together to a beef ambassador training that's going to be March 31st through April 1st. We're bringing in a lot of folks to help them get those messages out there. We're going to talk about media best practices, social media advocacy with Derry Carey, grassroots advocacy with Chandler Mulvaney. He's with the National Cattlemen's Beef Association, which is a contractor to the Beef Checkoff. We're also going to have our own staff there to talk about beef nutrition with Sarah Agana, our consulting dietitian. And what's really exciting is we're having so many of our previous beef ambassadors who say, I know I've been through training. I haven't been through an in-person training, so I want to come back. I want to come on board and keep giving my time.
Right. Once you're involved in the process, that hopefully that passion, that enthusiasm to share the message continues. So now that's one thing that's going to be taking place this month, and we'll see the benefits of that through the rest of the calendar year. Now, benefits, we talk about health as it relates to the beef industry. That really is another new opportunity again in 2022. So much of what the Wisconsin Beef Council and Beef Checkoff dollars worked on face-to-face engagement with people that are not from the farm but are very worried, concerned about their health or focused on their health. Perfect opportunity coming up in May, back to face-to-face. We've got the Fun Burger Run, right?
That's right, our Burgers and Buns Fun Run. And last year, we had the opportunity to do it virtually, and we heard feedback from folks. They said, hey, this was great, we enjoyed it, but we really want an in-person event. And like you said, Pam, beef can play an important role when it comes to athleticism. You have that protein for building strong muscles. You have iron and zinc. And so why not bring it all together, enjoy the beef industry, enjoy an activity together with family and friends and folks you may not have met before, while also paying homage to our producers out there during May Beef Month. And so we were really thrilled with the participation last year. We had about 185 folks. We were able to turn it into an event to donate the proceeds to the Wisconsin Food and Farm Support Fund. We were able to get $4,000 there, which I know some of those were spent to provide beef for families in need. So that was really exciting. But we added a new partner. So in addition to the Wisconsin Farm Bureau Federation's generous support, we've also partnered with the Farm Wisconsin Discovery Center to offer that in-person option. So on Saturday, May 14th, we're going to have folks gather at the Farm Wisconsin Discovery Center. They can start checking in around 9 o'clock in the morning. morning, pick up their race kits, and we're going to have the race start at 10 a.m. And of course, it wouldn't be a burgers and buns fun run if we didn't have burgers following the activity. We thought it'd kind of be around a brunch time by the time they cross that finish line. So we're working with a local meat processor to have burgers there. I'm hoping to connect with some cattle producers in the area to see if we can have some livestock there for them to look at, some hands-on activities. I know we have a farm-to-gym workout kit that I was thinking of bringing. I don't know how many people would be eager to do that after running or walking a 5K, but we'll have to see how that goes. And they're going to have free admission to that Farm Wisconsin Discovery Center for the day when they come and participate. And that covers all facets of the agriculture industry, and they have so many innovative ways to educate folks there. So we're really excited about that. But then we're still offering that virtual option because we know not everyone's going to be able to make it to Manitowoc on Saturday, May 14th. So after that, that's going to kick off almost 2 weeks of a virtual race. So May 15th through the 31st, you'll still get a coupon to the Farm Wisconsin Discovery Center. And they said that's going to be good through the end of summer. So if you do want to take a trip and go out over there, and you're still going to get the race kit, the same race kit that those folks in person will be getting. We can't ship you a burger in the mail, but you will get an official race shirt. We also have some cool swag that we're working on, a brandana, a Beef is What's for Dinner brandana. A lot of people use those as face masks, and hopefully we'll be past that still, and people can use those as a headband during the race, things like that. We're looking to give samples of beef jerky and other swag options. I know people got race kits last year, so we're wanting to make these different in case they're coming back again and want to participate. This year, we're also partnering with Feeding Wisconsin for the event. So our proceeds from the race will go to that organization. And for folks who haven't heard of Feeding Wisconsin, it's a state association of six regional Feeding America affiliated food banks. And they provide food to almost 1,000 local programs. And what's great about this is they reach every single one of Wisconsin's 72 counties. And they're really seeing the need. They did during the pandemic. You know, they made a note when we were chatting with them about this partnership that they reach every corner of the state in 2021 and had an increase in the amount of food they donated of 75% over 2019. So they're seeing the need there. And what's funny too is they actually had benefited from the previous funds that we were donating to, and they use that money to purchase beef. So we're excited to have them on as a partner, have this race be a fun in-person educational opportunity that gives back to our residents of Wisconsin.
Yeah, and it'll just give you a great chance to get out and breath of fresh air. Hopefully the weather cooperates. And like you said, the Farm Wisconsin Discovery Center in Manitowoc is fantastic. Even if you don't find beef producers nearby that can provide animals, remember, they've got birthing barns right there. You'll get those dairy cows that will help to connect the dots. Caitlin Riley in studio with us. This is Checkoff Chat, brought to you courtesy of your beef checkoff dollars. Find more at beeftips.com. Wisconsin Beef Council on social media. We also want to thank our friends at the Equity Cooperative Livestock Association for partnering in support of Checkoff Chats. Go to equitycoop.com for more there. Now, when can I get signed up for the burger and bun fun run?
We want to make sure folks get signed up by March 25th at the latest to guarantee your shirt and your full kit for the race. Now, you can still sign up after that, but as everyone knows, things take a little bit longer to get to us. We want to make sure that we're ordering those shirts before April to get people the sizes that they need. So mark it in your calendar. March 25th is our deadline to sign up for the race and get your full kit.
And everything available at beeftips.com. Anything I should be looking for online?
You know, you can go to beeftips.com and make sure you sign up for which particular race you want. We do have separate forums for the in-person and virtual. And keep up with us on social media because that's where we'll be posting our race updates. And that's where also where we'll share ways that you can try to enter to win free beef.
Yeah, there we go. As the grilling season begins, folks, the Wisconsin Beef Council there to help you out. Caitlin Riley in person, in studio. Don't forget that in-person opportunity for the Burger and Bun Fun Run up in Manitowoc is May 14th. Get signed up by March 25th. And remember, there is that online opportunity as well. Congratulations again to Brianna Ripp and Allison Hahn, the new Beef Ambassadors. We look forward to working with you. And that, my friends, is your Checkoff Chat, brought to you courtesy of your Beef Checkoff Dollars, featuring Caitlin Riley from the Wisconsin Beef Council.